Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. Today's episode, we'll be talking about theories for Halloween kills. First theory we have for Halloween kills is that Laurie will die in it. That's right, Laurie Strode might not make it to Halloween Ends, which will be the third movie in this trilogy. They're saying that she might just succumb to her wounds in the hospital, or Michael Myers might find her in the hospital and kill her, one or the other. The second theory is that Allison will die. Allison is the granddaughter of Laurie Strode. There's a theory that her and her boyfriend might be attacked by Michael Myers sometime in Halloween Kills, and they end up getting murdered. The third theory is that Karen will die. That's the daughter of Laurie Strode. That instead of Allison and Laurie, it'll be Karen's death that triggers Laurie to train Allison how to hunt Michael Myers down. The fourth theory is that the movie will end in a cliffhanger between Laurie Strode and Michael Myers back at the old Myers house. The fifth theory is that Michael Myers will be near death by the end of the movie. And the sixth theory is that a mob will form of people that lost their family members or other victims that survive, that will form a mob and go hunt Michael Myers down. And that's what Halloween Ends will be about. Now, the other thing we're going to look at today is we're going to talk about this virus crisis and its effect on the movies. For the past going on two months, there has been zero box office revenue. And the hope is that by the time late summer or fall comes, the movie theaters will be back open. Because a lot of our, movies we want to see got pushed back to either late summer, fall, or till next year even. And if Halloween Kills can't come out in the theater, it might come out on video on demand. Now, I will see it either way. I prefer to see it at the theater, but if it comes out on video demand, I'm cool with that too. And usually they're priced about $19.99 and then you own it. So it's about $20, about probably what it would cost to go to the movies and get a snack or whatnot. But I'm just worried. I just hope that it doesn't get pushed back, farther into wintertime or something like that. And, the theaters are hurting right now. And even the movie Candyman got pushed back, I believe, to like August. It was supposed to come out this spring. It got pushed back to like August, the new Candyman movie by Blumhouse. So there's been a couple of movies that... another thing too, the new Batman movie is coming out next year. Will be coming out next October. It'll actually be a competition against Halloween Ends. So that's going to be very interesting too. To see how those two compete. I think the same people that see Batman will see Halloween Ends, so it'll be fairly close in box office receipts. But I believe they said they finished all of Halloween Kills. They're just editing it right now. But Halloween Ends, I know they filmed some of it. I don't know if it completed. And because of the virus, everything production on most TV shows and movies is halted. So I hope they got some of Halloween Ends done. And that's another thing too. If they can't finish Halloween Ends this fall, they might just have to push that back for another year. So that'd be 2022 Halloween Ends would come out if they can't finish the movie filming it. And that goes to say for the fan film, Halloween Evil Lives, we can't film anything right now either, or get anything going till the end of this virus. But once the virus goes away, or dies off enough, our cameras will start rolling. But right now, everything's pretty much at halt. If you watch any of the YouTube channels, you see that people are social distancing. They're on different video feeds and such. So it's been a rough time for us people that love scary movies and superhero movies and dramas and whatnot. There's not a lot of product being made right now due to the virus crisis, and it's understandable. I read an article that said theaters hope that by late June they would be able to open up with some social distancing guidelines. And that's another thing too. What happened if Halloween ends, or Halloween Kills, excuse me, opens up, but they limit it to maybe 25 people in the theater? So that means that, you know, you might not get to see it, or you might have to wait a bit longer to get into the movies to see it because of social distancing guidelines. So that they might do it, the movie theater, and they might do it on video on demand just because they can't get enough people to sit in the theater. So that'd be an interesting concept to look at too. My personal theories for Halloween Kills, I think what will happen, we'll see flashbacks why Lonnie is back in the movie series. That's right, Lonnie Rand is back in the series. And he will probably remember as a little boy seeing Michael Myers, because there's been some photo set leaks of what looks like a young Lonnie walking down the street. But we'll see where it goes from here with the flashbacks and such. And it'll probably show Michael Myers escaping at the end of Halloween 2018. He was in a burning basement. They'll probably show Michael Myers escaping, and it'll probably show him trying to get a vehicle, you know, to find Lori and her daughter and granddaughter, and probably show him steal someone's car. I know they're bringing Tommy Doyle back and Lindsay Wallace. They'll be in the movies. They might have a vital role. They're also bringing back Nurse Marion from the first movie, the nurse that Dr. Loomis drives with to get Michael Myers on Michael Myers Escapes. So there's going to be a lot of twine here with Halloween 1978 and bringing it into modern times. Now, that to say, we still haven't saw a movie trailer, or we still haven't, you know, got a poster even yet. And a lot of the times the people involved in this have been saying soon, there's going to be a trailer coming soon. And you know, we've been waiting. I'm hoping by the end of May or June we'll see something. Like I said, they said that they have it all filmed. They're just working on the editing of it. They said it's supposed to be bigger, badder, and uglier. So I guess they're going to amp up on the violence, amp up on the drama and such. And we'll have to wait and see, you know. We have till October, and like I said, hopefully the theaters will be open. Hopefully you can get full capacity, but still might be social distancing. So they might have no choice but to release it on video on demand and theaters. Or if the theaters are still closed, they might have to release it on video on demand only. And like I said, it's usually $19.99, and you own it then at that point. I've done that with several movies that have come out that the theaters were closed, that they let put on video, digital video on demand already, and I own them. So we'll have to wait and see here where the cards fall. I really hope that, you know, Halloween Kills doesn't get pushed back into like winter time. I mean, that'd be really terrible. I guess they always wanted to do Michael Myers in the snow, so. But yeah, I feel that Halloween Kills is going to be a great sequel. I feel like it will end in a cliffhanger and lead into Halloween Ends. And I feel like, you know, that Halloween Ends will be the finale of, you know, David Green, Gordon Green, and franchise, his take of Halloween. You know, Danny McBride and those guys, they're, you know, this is their film series. they're going to end it on Halloween Ends. And then anybody else who wants to take up from Halloween Ends, or if they want to just reboot it, which they usually do every 5 to 10 years anyway, someone will reboot Halloween and make it into their own thing. But I feel like we'll finally get a full trilogy. Halloween 1978, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends. As a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that'll be that. And we gotta remember too, Michael Myers was hand was damaged in Halloween 2018. So he's gonna be working with one hand in this movie. So it'll be interesting to see how Michael Myers works around that issue. He had some fingers blown off. So we'll see where that goes. I don't think he's gonna have regeneration like he does in the other movies. You know, he usually regenerates fingers and eyes or whatever he loses. By the next movie, he already has it. But as I said, Danny McBride stated that Michael Myers is human in this movie, and they took the supernatural aspects out of him. So they felt that it's a boring movie if you have a Frankenstein-like monster that you keep shooting and stabbing and he just doesn't die. So, you know, this is going to be like basically like if it was the real world Michael Myers and how he gets around being injured and such problems. But it's kind of strange that they make it that way, because he got ran over by a car in Halloween 2018. He's been shot. He got his fingers blown off, but he didn't even bleed out. So one has to wonder, they say it's called Halloween Ends, the third film, as if he will just succumb to his wounds and die. Because there's theory that there's going to be a mob that forms by the time of Halloween Kills. And this mob is going to hunt Michael Myers down and beat the living daylights out of him in Halloween Ends. So I feel like they're going to make it look like, yeah, he's human. And now he's just going to succumb to his wounds. Halloween Ends, finally. But there's also a theory, too, for Halloween Kills, is that some of the mob gets killed in Halloween Kills, that Michael Myers just goes on a massacre. He's going to have a high body count and just start slaughtering people from the shadows. So that'll be interesting to see if they go that route. And then maybe there's just 15 or 20 left of that mob, and they're going to go after Michael in Halloween Ends. Like I said, they said he's not supernatural in this film series. They made him more human. And we'll see. Maybe Halloween Ends. Maybe Laurie makes it to Halloween Ends, and she's the one to put him in, you know, at the old Myers house. Maybe she gets the, you know, advantage on him because he's weakened from losing blood, and just, you know, gives it to him. Maybe he crawls into the old Myers house from being attacked by the mob that's going after him, and Laurie's there waiting for him. Or maybe it could be Allison waiting for him, or Karen waiting for him. One of the Strode women will take the legacy on into the future. And like I said, they said Halloween Ends is the end of their franchise, but it doesn't mean that someone could take it up from there, especially if they leave it open-ending that maybe Michael could still be alive or not, and then Allison is the future, and someone new director is going to take it, or Karen's the future, and it'll be Karen versus Michael Myers in the next trilogy. Who knows? But they're working very hard on this series. You know, let's see what they got. Let's see what 2020 and 2021 brings for the Halloween franchise. And like we always say, we're out.